Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. James. Here we are in Bronzeville celebrating the fifth Sunday of Lent. Today we'll open with God of Creation. Please rise.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you. I couldn't wear pink again. It was... Can't always wear pink, unfortunately. What a blessing that we are on the fifth Sunday of Lent, making our way through this journey from ashes to Easter. And what a blessing it is that we can celebrate God's presence in our midst as we gather from near and far and in this place to remember the good news that we have as the people of faith. So we want to turn to the Lord today and bring ourselves, all that we're going through, all of our doubts and fears and hopes and dreams, and bring them to God today as we ask that the Lord give us what we need to continue on our journey, particularly the gifts of grace, the gifts of mercy.
Lord Jesus Christ, pour out your compassion, grant your peace.
Almighty God, have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And we pray. We pray that the Lord will give us the graces of this holy season. We pray that Jesus, as he is lifted on the cross, will be our model and guide. We pray that that Holy Spirit of God will give us strength for our journey. By your help, we beseech you, Lord our God. May we walk eagerly in that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors, the day I took them by the hand to lead them forth from the land of Egypt. For they broke my covenant, and I had to show myself their master, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer will they have need to teach their friends and relatives how to know the Lord. All, from least to greatest, shall know me, says the Lord. For I will forgive their wrongdoing and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord.
Have mercy. create in me, Lord, a clean heart. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Oh, cast me not away from your presence, and take not your spirit from me. Your help with the spirit of fervor, sustain me. Open up my lips, oh Lord, and my mouth shall declare your praise, and have mercy. Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy on us, for we have
seen. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. In the days when Christ Jesus was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. So though he was the Son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. The word of the Lord.
Reading Holy Gospel according to John. Some Greeks who came to worship at the Passover feast came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and they asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there also will be my servants. The Father will honor whoever serves me. I am troubled now, yet what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it's for this purpose that I have come for this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven. "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd there heard it and said it was thunder. But others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time for judgment upon this world. Now the rulers of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from this earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this, indicating the kind of death he would die. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We would like to see Jesus. That's it, isn't it? I mean, that's the point. That's why we're here. Why we gather on a Sunday. Why we say our prayers. We would like to see God is with us, Emmanuel. We would like to see the one who cleansed the leper to cleanse us of this terrible virus that we're going through. We would like to put our hand in the hand of the man who calmed the water, hoping he can calm our own troubled souls. We would like to meet that healer so that he can cure our stony deafness, our obstinate blindness, our lame attempts to walk the walk. We would like to meet the one who talked about the Father who would forgive his wayward sons and daughters as well. We would like to come to know that teacher who could take the ordinary stuff of life, a seed growing, bread rising, lost coins, and break them open to see there the very kingdom of God. We'd like to come to know that man who could take my little bit and have it feed a multitude. We would like to see Jesus. Often when contemporary people hear that, they kind of translated as, well, you've got to come to know Jesus personally, which is, you know, a good thing to do. I'm in favor of that. But it's not obvious how to do that, is it? I mean, we often come to know Jesus in a family member, a friend, a dedicated worker. We come to know Jesus perhaps around the table of the Lord as we receive communion or celebrate the sacraments. We come to know Jesus in our prayer, in reading the Bible. We come to know Jesus in the face of someone who is hurting. And maybe we are witnessing a beautiful sunset or a flower in a field, and we recognize God is there as well. In the providence of our everyday life, we can come to meet Jesus. But there's a danger, I think, in this hunger, this desire that we have to come to see Jesus, because we can all too easily make Jesus the kind of person we would like him to be instead of meeting him as he truly is. I mean, we could create Jesus in such a way that we can say a prayer to him just as we're becoming a riotous mob invading a Capitol building. If we're going to see Jesus, we have to see him as he is in all the ways that challenges us. I think that helps us to understand the gospel passage from St. John today, where we're told that these guys wanted to see Jesus, and so Andrew and Philip go up to him and they say, well, Jesus, you know, these guys over here, they want to see you. And Jesus says, unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. My guess is that Philip and Andrew were scratching their heads and saying, does that mean he wants to see them or not? What's he doing? Why? This is kind of a left field kind of response to this request. I think Jesus answered in that way, kind of a non sequitur from Philip and Andrew's point of view. I think he answered in that way because he did not want to become a celebrity, a personality, a curiosity. I think Jesus answered in that way because he said, you can't meet me. You can't see me as a superstar, as a mega messiah. You have to see me as a grain of wheat that falls to the ground and dies, as someone who's not about personal aggrandizement, but about helping promote growth in others. I think that was not just for Philip and Andrew. I think it's for us as well. If we're going to meet Jesus, we can only meet him as he was. The master who was a servant. The source of life who died. The historical person who was the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, let's look at our Bible readings today to see if they can help us to come to see Jesus. The first thing that strikes me in the gospel today, I don't know whether you noticed the line, but Jesus said, I am troubled now. The word that's translated troubled is not quite as strong as the Greek puts it. You know, perplexed, disturbed, a little better, agitated. If I was going to translate it, I would say, I'm going nuts now. What Jesus was going through, as he was an experience, I think, that we all share of agitation at how things are coming down. St. John is very clear that Jesus had a great confidence in God. And yet, he still had this dread about what he was facing. He was troubled, agitated, anxious. And I think that tells us if we're going to meet Jesus, we can meet him in our own agitation, all the while trusting in God, but sometimes just wanting to duck and cover. We read in the epistle today, I don't know whether there's that line that really struck me in the epistle, where we're told that Jesus offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears. So when Jesus prayed, he was not very zen, not very stoic, not very kicking back. He was offering up loud cries and tears. He was bringing all that he was into his prayer. And that's as it should be, right? I mean, if prayer is this communication with God, the one that we love and the one who loves us, then somehow we have to bring ourselves to God just as we are with what we are going through. We have to bring our loud cries and tears. We have to bring ourselves, good, bad, and ugly, into our prayer. If we join then our prayer with the prayer of Jesus, just as we are, then perhaps we can come to see him a little more clearly. And then the gospel passage today concludes with Jesus saying, when I am lifted up, I'm going to draw everyone to me. Now that word lifted up, of course, has a, in Greek and in English, has a kind of a positive connotation, right? When something's lifted up, they're exalted, they're praised, they're put on a pedestal. Lifted up. But the gospel's very explicit. When I am lifted up means when I'm lifted up on the cross. That phrase refers to the death he was going to die, St. John makes very explicit. And I think that tells us something about our relationship with Jesus as well. The way we come to know him, that we come to know him in all the ambiguity of life. Just as that phrase lifted up is ambiguous, human life is full of the same kinds of things. Our families are the source of our greatest joys. The families are the source of our deepest heartbreak. Love is the thing that makes life worth living. Love is incredibly difficult. We could go on, but I think these scriptural hints help us to come to see how we meet Jesus. Because I think really what they tell us is that in order to see Jesus, all we have to do is look deep in our own hearts and find that he's already there. Amen. So as a people of faith, let's turn to the Lord today and offer up our profession of faith.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We're blessed to be the people of God. So with confidence then, we turn to the Lord today and offer our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that we may die to sin and serve our Lord, becoming like grains of wheat, bearing much fruit in the world around us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For government and business leaders, that God will inspire them to develop and implement policies that are just and compassionate and bring hope to all those who suffer. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For victims of discrimination, that they may know success and justice as they struggle for equal treatment in the workplace, the community, and society, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increasing awareness of all people that we are all made in God's image, worthy of love and respect, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the name of God may be glorified through the reverent worship, the compassionate mercy, and the selfless generosity of our faith community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have gone before us in faith, especially Robert Chodney, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all our prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice in your hands for the praise and the glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all the holy church.
Hear us, Almighty God, and having still instilled in your servants the teaching of the Christian faith, graciously purify us by the working of this sacrifice through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It's right and just.
It is truly right. It is just. It is our duty and salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God. For you will that our self-denial should give you thanks, humble our sinful pride, contribute to the feeding of the poor, and so help us to imitate you in your kindness. And so we glorify you with countless angels, and with one voice of praise, we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy,
holy, holy, holy,
Lord God of hosts,
Lord God of hosts,
heaven and earth.
Full of your glory.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes.
Blessed is he who comes.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. You never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you. By that same Holy Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, and let them become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said a blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread,
when we eat this bread,
and drink this cup,
and drink this cup,
we proclaim your death,
we proclaim your death.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy, this living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, And recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband, Saint Joseph, the blessed apostles, Saint James, and all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, the order of bishops, all clergy and religious, and the entire people you have gained for your own. And listen graciously to the prayers of this family that you have summoned before you today. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance in your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow upon the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. The Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church." Graciously grant, and in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
Wave of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should. should enter under my roof, but only say the words and my soul shall be.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Just a reminder, at St. Joseph, At St. James, we keep social distance during our communion service, so please follow the direction of the ushers. Come and have your hands sanitized, approach the altar, I'll give you the host. Take a step to your right, remove your mask, consume the host, and then follow the arrows back to your seat.
branches holding fast to the vine. Patient keeper, draw us to your tender mercy, tree of
We pray, Almighty God, that we may always be counted among the members of Christ, in whose body and blood we have communion, who lives and reigns forever and ever. A reminder that this Friday we have Stations of the Cross virtual at 6:30. You can get the connection on our website. On Saturday, for all the children who are out there on Zoom, we're going to have a little time with the pastor, 7 o'clock on Saturday. Please connect on Zoom, and we're going to read some books and have some games, and it should be a fun time Saturday evening. And then on Sunday is Palm Sunday, and again, this is for the Zoomers. We want you to have the opportunity to receive palms, even if you're not here. So I'm going to hang around. Parking lot should be cleared about 10:45, so I'll be here from 10:45 till 11:30 distributing palms to those who drive up, and I'll also give communion if anyone would like to receive communion in your car next week as well. And as Dan announced at the beginning, please sign up if you're in person and you wish to attend the Triduum services or Easter Sunday. Those sign-ups are available on the website as well. Anything else? Well, let's bow our heads and pray God's blessing. Bless us, O Lord, your people who long for the gift of your mercy, and grant that what at your prompting they desire, they may receive by your generous gift through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Amen.